Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Shane McGee, your host this week for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food and entertainment scene. I'm happy to say I'm here with Brett Biggs with the Sun Inn, located at 564 Main Street in historic downtown Bethlehem. Brett, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thanks for having me, Shane.
Could you describe how you got involved with and your current role at the Sun Inn?
Sure. I'm one of the co-owners of Christmas City Spirits, and we own the restaurant tavern at the Sun Inn. Christmas City Spirits is a micro distillery project that we started in 2015. The distillery itself was going to be inside the Sun Inn, and then we decided we needed to think a little bit bigger, and the restaurant tavern at the Sun Inn came into being. But being a co-owner of the business, I'm also a board member of the Sun Inn Preservation Association, which is the landlord of the Sun Inn.
You touched on a couple different aspects already, right? For folks not familiar with the Sun Inn, there's a number of different aspects of the property of the organization, right? Ranging from a museum and a restaurant to two separate bars to two different distinct outside entertainment areas all the way to the distillery.
Yep, the complex, as we like to affectionately call it.
So for me, I think one of the most interesting aspects of that complex is the museum component. So could you give a brief overview of the historical importance of the property and how it came to be a museum?
Sure. The Sun Inn was built by the Moravians starting in 1758 as a house of entertainment to basically house outsiders, being that they were a communal society. They didn't invite outsiders in and wanted to kind of keep them toward the end of town. So they decided to build the Sun Inn to be hospitable to people traveling through, but nonetheless kind of keep them out of their business. The Sun Inn ended up becoming one of the more renowned inns in the colonies. So you had most of the founding fathers stay at the Sun Inn at some point. Most of the major generals of the Revolutionary War stayed there, just because they knew that if they went there, they were going to get great food and great accommodations.
So if you were looking at that property from back in 1758 from Main Street, so there would have been another piece of that building that would have been the actual hotel?
The way it looks today is the way it looked in 1758. So everybody says, well, why is your building sideways? Well, it wasn't back in the day. That was the way every building went. Through the years, it was built upon, and it looked more like a hotel from, you know, the 1800s. So it went from two floors to five floors at one point. So it looked nothing like what it did in 1758 by the early 1900s.
The other aspect of the business, which is different from a lot of other local bars and restaurants, is the distilling aspect, right? So could you explain when that started and how it was incorporated into the business?
Sure. I had a good buddy of mine who was on the Sun Inn Preservation Association ask if I was interested in possibly starting a distillery back in 2015. And of course, I said, yes, that sounds pretty interesting. And, you know, one thing led to another, and we started conversations with the Sun Inn Preservation Association and started the ball rolling. Quickly, we learned that we were probably going to need a restaurant in there, and we started teaming up with Billy Grunewald from the People's Kitchen, who has been our restaurant partner at the Sun Inn since day one.
So when we talk about the distilling piece of the business, that's branded as Christmas City Spirits.
Yep.
Right? And people would see that at the Sun Inn, but they would also see it in the Pennsylvania liquor store system.
We're at 14 different state stores. You can get it at the Sun Inn. We do local delivery, and you could also buy it online, and we ship pretty much anywhere.
So were you a distiller by trade when this started?
Not
in
2015? At all. I saw moonshiners a couple times. No, I brewed my own beer. I was always into spirits and wine and food and whatnot. So it was intriguing to kind of go down this path and think about what different things we could make. And I've seen it before with other distilleries, especially smaller ones. You know, we started on our stove in our kitchen, just trying to learn what happens when you do this.
Right. And now you're bottling and selling in Pennsylvania state stores.
Yep.
So some big steps there. So I think, you know, moving down that path onto food and drinks, and we talk about the restaurant dining options at the Sun Inn. Could you just describe those?
Sure. Tavern at the Sun Inn is the restaurant there. It's located on the second floor of the Sun Inn. But we also have the North Green Patio, which is next door, which is the only off-street patio in Bethlehem that we've landscaped with indigenous foliage and have some nice lights and things. So it's a really nice space out there. We also have the Sun Inn Courtyard, which about 70% of is owned by the Sun Inn Preservation Association, which we service and run the entertainment out there over the summer.
the menu, right? Because you're at a historic property. So is the menu favor that historic kind of options, or is it a mix of offerings?
So this is where, you know, the push and pull of appropriateness came into being. When we were going through this process, I believe it was a Joe's Crab Shack wanted to kind of get into the space and was approaching the owners at that time. And we said, we can't have that happen. So we really wanted to lean toward taverny food, simple, great stuff. There's no fryer in the Sun Inn. So you're not going to get French fries and mozzarella sticks. You're going to get roasted potatoes, roasted vegetables, stuffed chicken, steaks. We do have a burger on the menu because it's just what sells and is good. So the things that we do have, Billy tries to do it very simply, but do it really well.
Is there a seasonal aspect to that in terms of offering?
It's normally a warm, cold season type of thing. Yep. He'll normally switch in the fall to the winter menu and then back in the spring.
At least for me, the other really interesting thing about the Sun Inn is the bar and drink options. So one of my favorite bar spaces anywhere in the Lehigh Valley is actually in the basement of this building. So could you talk a little bit about the bar program at the Sun Inn?
The Rath Skeller, which is the basement bar that we have, Rath meaning town council and Skeller meaning cellar, essentially, was a place in Germany where a lot of the town council members would go and drink before processing legislation. So it does have its roots in Europe. I think we took our own little derivation of what a Rath Skeller actually is, given the space that we had to work with. But it's a very small, little, quaint bar, and you know, it's got a natural countertop and some natural tables. It's just a very different space that's decorated with a lot of colonial items and flags and things like that.
Yeah, I know when I'm there, I feel like I'm in a historic Philadelphia tavern. And then there's a completely separate, distinct bar on the second or third floor?
It's on the second floor. We built that bar from scratch. The bar top is one tree from Hellertown that we had milled down and put that in there. There were no modern bars in colonial times, so that's one of our stretches. But what we did do was take some of the elements of the colonial cage bar that we do have in the dining area, which is more representative of what they would have had, and put our own little spin on it. Again, it's a nice, small, quaint space that I think is appropriate for the building.
So do you find folks coming in for a drink or two, or is it pre-dinner drinks or post-dinner, or is it a combination?
We see everything. People coming from all over the place. You know, during Christmas, it's game on from a service perspective. It's everything. Tons of parties that we have, from baby showers to full-blown weddings. We just had a full wedding and reception in there a couple weeks ago, but we see it all. You know, we've got our regulars. We've got the tourists that are coming in from out of town. And, you know, honestly, that's probably one of my favorite aspects is when I'm there to be able to talk to people if they're out from out of town and actually tell them a little bit of a history of the building and what they are sitting in, because it's quite remarkable when you think about who's stayed there.
Right. So we've covered a lot of ground for the business. One thing we haven't touched on is the outside entertainment options, right? Mm-hmm. Two distinct, very large spaces with a lot of stuff going on. So are those programmed separately?
They're coordinated. So the patio in and of itself will have music, normally one person on guitar or something like that, Wednesday, possibly Thursday. And then over the last summer, we really tried to ramp up the courtyard offerings, doing charity bingo on Wednesday, and then having Thursday a larger band out there, and on Fridays as well. Unfortunately, the weather did not cooperate this year, so we're going to give it another go this summer, and hopefully the weather cooperates a little bit more during the warm season.
And then when those entertainment events are going on outside, you're also offering your food and beverage products out there as well.
That's correct. We did buy a food truck in 2021. So we have a food truck that does service the courtyard area. The patio and the upstairs dining room are serviced by the kitchen in the Sun Inn.
So one thing I definitely want to touch on is we talk about all the different aspects here. From what I hear a lot of folks talking about in downtown Bethlehem is parking.
Yeah.
Right. So in 1758, the founders weren't thinking about car parking, right? So what are the options for parking for folks?
Sure. There's street parking, which is limited to 2 hours at this point. There's two garages within a block as well. You know, we're glad to have the Walnut Street garage back. It was not fun not having that, but it was a necessity. So we're glad it's back. But you can park in either of those garages, the North Street or the Walnut, and you're at the Sun Inn walking about a block and a half.
The other thing I think that must be complex, more complex with this establishment is staffing. Based on all the different things you offer, but then you have that historic component as well, because you have some of your folks dressing in period attire?
We don't actually do that. Sometimes the Sun and Preservation Association will run some programs. Through their program committee, we'll do certain events. One would be John Adams reenactor. There was actually a pirate murder theme mystery that completely sold out with wild success a few weeks ago. The Bachman Players, who are a colonial-oriented group out of Philadelphia, come up and do different shows as well. So from a historical aspect, those are the primary things that we're doing, our little events here and there.
Okay. And then those folks running those events are staff members of the Sun Inn or staff members of the Historic Preservation
Society? The Preservation Association, again, that I'm on the board of, has a programming committee, and they do a great job of getting those types of events. You know, we do run some different things like trivia. Mark Will Weber, who is a local downtown, who's a most authority on presidential drinking habits, actually runs our trivia. He sees great stories all the time.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a perfect fit for the situation at the Sun Inn there.
Yep.
As we wrap up our discussion, let's be sure we touch on the operating hours and some of the different aspects for the restaurant bar and the outside.
So restaurant is open from 12 till 9 p.m. Wednesday through Saturdays. We do open Sundays during the month of December. The bottle sales is open from noon till 6 on the same days, and the museum is open whenever the restaurant is open.
And if people were interested either in the museum tour aspect or dining, are reservations needed for either of those?
So we control pretty much both of those, where, you know, if somebody wanted to get a tour or do a tasting or even have dinner in the museum, you can do that as an option. We do take reservations for that.
And then the outside area, I'm assuming, is seasonal. I think you said primarily is like a Wednesday through Sunday timing?
Yeah, Wednesday through Saturday in the summer for the patio. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, we try to have some form of entertainment in the Sun Inn Courtyard.
The other thing we want to make sure we touch on is the websites and social media platforms that folks can find out even more information.
So you can go to tavernatthesuninn.com or christmascityspirits.com, and that's going to redirect you to suninbethlehem.org, which is our commingled website where you get the museum, restaurant, and distillery all in one. And you can make reservations, you can buy bottles, you can find a little bit more about the museum.
And a lot of the events that are being programmed, people can find on Facebook or Instagram?
Yes, we promote everything on there. And there's also, right on the front page of the website, you're going to see a calendar of events.
Brett, thanks so much for joining us here at WDIY. It was a real pleasure to learn more about the Sun Inn and Christmas City Spirits.
Thanks, Shane.
I'm Shane McGee, and this is The Inside Dish.